on KX93.5. Your daily scramble news now.
Your daily scramble news now. Ah, oh, how I love those words. All right. Of course, it's been raining, hasn't it? We've got a little respite today from the rain. Shouldn't rain today, FYI. But as rain soaked Southern California this week, a determined group of volunteers in Laguna Beach secured temporary overnight shelter for homeless people turned away from the at-capacity city-run shelter in Laguna Canyon. Elsewhere in the city, the storm system that yielded about 2 inches of rain over the last couple of days caused minimal disruption. Water pooled on Laguna Canyon Road, but road closures proved unnecessary, and city staff deployed to clear debris from catch basins and monitor weather information. St. Mary's Episcopal Church and the neighbourhood Congregational Church opened their doors to the homeless on Tuesday and Wednesday, respectively, though organisers hope to secure commitments during the cold weather season from other churches as well. If you're listening from a church, get in touch with them. Reverend Robert Honeychurch of St. Mary's says it's a joy to be able to provide safe, secure housing in miserable weather with gusty winds and showers at nightfall. 11 people who could not be accommodated at the ASL, the alternative sleeping location in Laguna Canyon, accepted transportation to St. Mary's this past Tuesday. Dawn Price, executive director of the Friendship Shelter, which operates the city-run shelter, says about 60 people in total showed up for dinner. Happens to me all the time. Typically, there are 5 to 7 people that can't be accommodated at the shelter, which has a capacity for 45. Can't be nice to be homeless when it's pouring like that. So thanks to all those people who keep people dry and warm and fed. Story brought to you by the Laguna Beach Independent. Okay, let's move further afield. And more weather-related news here. Medics working at refuge camps in the Balkans say they're seeing a spike in the number of migrants falling ill as freezing temperatures arrive. It's fallen as low as minus 22 degrees in the region. Wow, that's minus 22 degrees Fahrenheit. The medical charities International Medical Corps and Médecins Sans Frontières say most patients are suffering with respiratory problems such as bronchitis and flu. There are also concerns about people refusing or not seeking treatment. Migrants are offered medical assistance, warm clothes and food at the main refugee points at the Serbian border with Macedonia to the south and Croatia to the north. Some people are refusing further medical help after we've assessed them, says Tuna Turkman from the Médecins Sans Frontières in Serbia. Even if they're referred to hospital, they don't go. They just want to keep moving in case borders suddenly close and they're left stranded. Well, medics have also highlighted the enormous psychological impact on those making these journeys. You don't say. Imagine that, coming from Syria all the way to Serbia and catching a cold. Nice, really horrible. Sleeping outside. Good luck to them. God bless. The company behind a massive gas leak in California has denied it's responsible for an environmental catastrophe. SoCalGas said it's deeply sorry for what happened and is working to stop the leak, though it could take weeks. It says the gas being pumped into the atmosphere, which includes methane, is not a threat to public safety. That's what they say. I wouldn't term it that, Mike Mizrahi of SoCalGas told reporters when asked if it was an environmental catastrophe. The leak began in October in a vast underground storage field in Portland Ranch in the outskirts of LA. The company hopes to fix it by March. On Wednesday, California Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency and called for all necessary and viable actions to stop it. I think we reported that yesterday. More than 10,000 people have been moved now from their homes. Many people have reported nausea and headaches. A further estimated 7,000 people are now in the evacuation process, according to SoCalGas. That's a lot of people to be, you know, chucked out of their homes or having to leave their homes because of methane in the air in Los Angeles, California. Horrible. Sounds like a catastrophe to me. Anyway, what do I know? I'm just Jason Fetty on the air here in Laguna Beach on KX93.5. More coffee, please. There's no one here. I have to make it myself.